Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students in Germany. Listen for not only inspirations from personal stories of international student and alumni community, but also for advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Welcome everyone to our fifth episode. Today with us is Mark Lubelski, student of the third semester of Digital Media Studies at Leuphania and Hamburg Media School. Hello Mark, it's good to have you here. Would you mind introducing yourself first?
No, I don't think I will mind that. And so my name is Mark, as you mentioned already. I am 22 years old, and since I remember, I was kind of into all sorts of artistic things. And a few years ago, I discovered that I really like digital kind of stuff. And that's why I'm studying digital media right now at Hamburg Media School and Leuphana. Oh, and by the way, as well, I can say that I come from Poland.
All right. That's a nice start. So, Mark, what actually brought you to Germany and to Leuphania?
All right, so I think that's actually an interesting story because I was studying something similar to digital media before. Well, it wasn't exactly digital media, but it was more artistic, I guess. It was actually in Arts University Bournemouth in England. And I was studying there for 1 year, something called Foundation Diploma in Art and Design Animation Pathway. That is kind of really long name, but anyway. And I actually finished. I got like a diploma, like even distinction diploma, not to brag too much, but yeah. And unfortunately, due to COVID, Brexit, and as well high tuition fees later for bachelor, I decided not to continue to bachelor, and I came back to Poland. Well, actually, mostly due to COVID, because my family was kind of pressuring me to go back, and at the same time, nobody really knew what was happening back then. Everybody was freaking out. They were closing borders, canceling flights, and everything, and it was kind of stressful. So yeah, I decided to go back. In hindsight, I can see that I would have preferred to stay, but. Then I wouldn't be here, and I think I'm glad to be here. And I actually studied in Poland for a bit later after I came back to my country. I didn't like it that much, so I quit pretty quickly, and then I was just kind of working all around the world in Belgium, in Netherlands, and in Germany as well. And actually, I think I kind of liked Germany at that time when I was living there, and maybe that was one of the reasons why I decided to study at Leuphania and search for universities in Germany.
Well, that's a really long story. All right, Mark, so you mentioned that you're studying digital media at Leuphania, but also some of your major's classes take place in Hamburg Media School. So now I'm wondering, how do you actually combine these responsibilities? Like to take some of your guests in Lüneburg, the other one in Hamburg. How does this affect your accommodation, transport issues, and things like that?
I actually, in this semester, I don't have that many classes in Lüneburg. It's just classes revolving my minor, which are on Wednesday, and complementary studies, which for me didn't start yet because they're gonna start in February. At the beginning though, like during Leuphania semester and during the time when COVID was still heavy, I was spending most of my time in Lüneburg, and that's where I found accommodation. The fact I didn't know exactly how much I'm gonna spend time in Hamburg because of the complementary studies and minors, unfortunately say that I wasn't that well educated in how it's all gonna look, and that's why I chose to live in Lüneburg, which now I think maybe wasn't that good of a choice because, yeah, now most of my classes are in Hamburg and it's kind of overwhelming sometimes to go to Hamburg to classes. But yeah, I think it's a cool opportunity anyway because Hamburg is a very big city while Lüneburg is kind of small and a bit charming, and those cities feel completely different from one another. And as a digital media student, I think it's a very unique opportunity to explore both of those cities through my studies.
Yes, that sounds indeed like a interesting opportunity. Would you perhaps like to elaborate on that thought a little bit more? How do you find both cities, Lüneburg and Hamburg, and their short distance to each other?
So, yeah, the short distance. Actually, it is very good to have such a big city next to Lüneburg, to which we can very easily travel, especially when it comes to parties or other activities that don't only revolve around studying, such as also Hamburg has a lot of museums, which for new students, they are actually free because there is something such as Freikarte, which I remember I used at the beginning of my studies in the first semester. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And but when it comes to Lüneburg, it isn't empty as well. Like our university has many initiatives. Like for example, there are many parties at Aste Building, and there are lots of events at campus overall. So I don't think the students are bored while spending their time there. But if that's not enough for you, then obviously there are many bars and clubs in Lüneburg, such as when it comes to bars, there's Pacos and House Bar with very cheap drinks, or September with a very cheap pizza after midnight. So yeah, that's pretty cool. When it comes to clubs, there's Salon Hansen or Paisel. However, I personally don't enjoy clubbing as much, at least in those clubs, but that's mainly when it comes to music, which I have a very specific taste. And when it comes to clubs, like my favorite one is actually in Hamburg, it's Molotov. They play mostly indie rock music, which is pretty cool. But if this is not your type of music, then in Hamburg at Reeperbahn, there's literally infinite amount of clubs, well, maybe not infinite, but really a lot of clubs which have very varying degrees of like music and stuff like that. There's also Sternschanze, which is a street in Hamburg, which is just a huge concentration of bars. So yeah, obviously Hamburg has a wider choice of partying places, but Lüneburg has a lot as well. And the thing is, mostly when it comes to students and student life, I think they revolve more around house parties, which happen either in dormitories or privately rented rooms of students, or as well on campus, on Mensa Wiese, for example. At least when it's not cold, there's always a lot of people doing various activities there. So, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I can confirm there's a lot of various activities going on. Okay, but coming to my next question, I wanted to ask you, because you said you come from Poland as well as me actually. But I would like you to tell me, how would you compare studying in your own country to studying in Germany? Because you said you briefly actually went to some Polish university in your past. However, you mentioned you dropped out very quickly because you didn't really like it. Do you want to actually tell us something more about it? Why you didn't really like it? Like, what exactly happened? What was insufficient or unsatisfactory for you?
Yeah, obviously they were unsatisfactory, otherwise I wouldn't drop out. And I think most of that comes to the fact that studying in Poland, I think, is a bit less flexible. Like, let me explain. Because here at Leuphana, we have actually option to
to register for whatever courses we want to like I mean that's for studium individuale, but even normal students for oh my God, that sounds bad. But like even students of like other courses, like my course, I still have a lot of freedom with choosing what I want to do. I have a lot of options in digital media. For example, this semester I had options with like video production, neural networks, what else? Digital game studies, like a lot of options just in general, and I am not obliged to take all of them. I can choose. And that's something which I didn't really haven't I didn't really have a possibility to do that in my Polish university. And I think I already got accustomed to this freedom from England, because back there I also had really big freedom in what I could do. So the course was more oriented in 2D animation, but I was really stubborn and wanted to study 3D animation, and I was allowed to do that even though there wasn't really anyone to teach me. So I kind of had to figure most stuff on my own. But coming back to Polish university, in Poland, what is very important is frequency, like attendance when it comes to classes. And if you don't attend more than less than 60% of classes, you may not pass. For example, when it comes to exams, I think there's only one option for there's like only
Attempt.
one attempt. Yeah, there's only one attempt and then additional attempt if you don't pass, and that's it. If you don't, then you're out from uni. That kind of sucks. And what I actually like about Leuphana is that we can study two courses, and I don't think I know any Polish university which could have like a major or minor option. There's only something like specializations, like when someone studies English, they can have specialization from business English. That's just one example. And I mean, but by saying that, I don't mean to say that there are no good universities in Poland. I think there are, like, for example, University of Warsaw or Jagiellonian University, but those universities aren't that international, and they aren't that well known abroad, like besides Poland.
Oh yeah, true. I also think that I think they're not very well known outside of Poland yet, but who knows? Maybe it's gonna change sometime in the future, right? What do you find the most interesting so far about studying at Leuphania? Now, if you have some comparisons, right, to your previous uni in England, previous uni in Poland, what is like distinguishable about yeah, not extinguishable, but distinguishable
Okay.
about Leuphania, yeah.
So, I have to say something. I have to admit something shamefully, that before coming to Leuphana, I didn't really even know what sustainability means. And I think, but I always had this like in my mind that we should be, well, more sustainable now, I would say. Before, I would say more environmentally friendly, yeah. And actually, I like this approach that this university is very huge on sustainability and environmentalism, also liberty, yeah, and social awareness. All of those things are very important. And I think Leuphana students are people that really value just those things. And I as well really find that important, that in the age of hyper capitalism, to for universities to educate people that will be more aware of what's going on and what we should do to do something better for our world. What I like about Leuphana as well is that there's actually I've never met people from so many countries before coming here. I mean, still most students here are German, but that's obviously going to be the case because we're in Germany. But still, when it comes to internationals, there's so many people from so many different countries, which I didn't even know some of those countries exist. No, I mean, I do know, but I didn't know a lot about them. Like, for example, from Moldova or Macedonia, from Asian countries like Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, or people from Middle East, for example, people from Hong Kong, because yeah, that's the exchange program with digital media. There's a lot of international students, and yeah, I like that. I like this diversity, and at the same time, this approach of towards sustainability.
Yes, nowadays these are very key aspects. But yes, now time for a little bit more difficult questions, Mark. To be exact, I mean housing. Did you encounter any problems while looking for an accommodation?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. And I think many people actually these days struggle with accommodation in Lüneburg because... Well, probably because there's just so many students that want to find a place, and just housing prices and the current housing crisis, it's really affecting the whole thing. There are obviously a bunch of dormitories from Studentenwerk, and there are bunch of websites such as WG Gesucht where people can search for accommodations. Although what I personally encountered is that a lot of landlords don't really eagerly want to rent their apartment to international students.
Especially private ones, right?
Especially
because
private
ones,
yes.
Because in terms of Studentwerk, it's of course not.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of those Wohnheims, then it's not a problem. I personally live myself at Studentenwerk right now. But before I lived in like Volgershall, which was rented by a company named Housing Lüneburg. They didn't have a problem with that as well, but they don't have a lot of choices. And when it comes to Hamburg, the situation actually is a bit different because there are more apartments, but they are usually more expensive as well. So... But don't worry. The thing is, if you apply much in advance, then really put time and effort into searching, you're gonna for sure find something. And it's just good to, you know, to know that it's actually difficult and to be prepared.
Yes, true. So just our little advice would be to send as many applications as possible and a lot in advance and be prepared for doing some research. Because yeah, housing market is pretty tight, not only in Lüneburg, not only in Hamburg, but in most of student cities, I believe.
Just in most places, I think. It's just,
yeah, probably.
It's really difficult right now.
True.
But not impossible.
True, nothing's impossible. Okay, could you tell us, Mark, something also about the application process that you went through in order to apply to Leuphania University? Because for us students from Poland, I think, because Poland is EU country, it looks a little bit different as for the students from Germany or students from outside of EU. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I would. So the thing is, I applied through a website called UniAssist, which I actually heard some opinions that this website isn't really that good to apply through, although I didn't have many problems personally with it. So I don't know. And what I needed for my application was first, obviously, my high school diploma, my grades from Polish Matura, which is like a Polish version of German Abitur. And I needed my language certificate, which in my case, it was 8 points from IELTS. But I believe Lithuania has only a requirement of 6.5. So yeah, it's not required to...
It's B2, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's B2. So I think most young people shouldn't have a problem with that. And as a EU student, I just needed my ID. I do have my passport with me, but I didn't need that for the application. And the thing which I also added to my application was certificate from my previous British university, from Arts University Bournemouth. And I think that added for me some additional points in my application. So yeah, for all of you, for all of people that have been studying somewhere before, I think adding those documents is going to help them.
Yeah, they might add some additional points in their recruitation process, but also voluntary work, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Those things are also helpful. It's good to note that also my Polish documents and generally all the documents which are not German or English have to be, and in my case, had to be translated by a sworn translator and then authorized by authority. In my case, it was a mayor of the town I lived in. So it's good to know about those things while applying.
Yes, there's always a lot of paperwork, but it's worth to note that you need a stamp and translation. So thank you so much for telling us all this very valuable information, Mark. And my next question to you is related to your German-speaking abilities and if they ever caused you any trouble.
I mean, my German isn't that great. I would say it's A1 only because last year I took A1 course in German and I passed it. So yeah, my German's basically non-existent, if I have to be honest. But when it comes to my studies, it doesn't cause any trouble. My courses are all fully in English, so there's no problems with that. What I have to say, though, is that I believe my social life in general would be a bit more rich if I would know German, because there's a lot of initiatives from university that require German knowledge. There's many lectures that are just in German, like many not mandatory lectures about interesting topics. There's also theater classes and many job opportunities that are just fully in German. Although, as I said, when it comes to the studies themselves and communicating with people, I think English is more than enough.
Yes, it's good to know that you don't have any troubles with your studies due to lack of German. Around that topic, did you actually encounter any culture shocks? Something that wouldn't be typical for life in Poland, but is a thing here?
There's a lot of things. I think one of the first things I noticed is that we can't really pay with card in many places here. In Poland, in most cases, it is possible. And here, other thing that's weird is that alcohol is legal since you're 16. And actually, one of the other things is that people drink alcohol on the streets, which is also illegal in Poland and in many places. There's in Germany, I remember first time I visited, I was actually driving a car and there's no speed limit at highways, at autobahns. And that's also pretty weird. What I actually do like is that people have a very feministic and equalistic approach to gender roles, which is very important to me. What I don't like, though, I'm just going to be going back and forth with that, is that everything closes very early. Even the main grocery shop at Amzande, which is like in the middle of the city, closes at 6 p.m., which is kind of ridiculous. And Also, it was pretty weird when at the end of like presentation, one of my first seminars, people started knocking on tables instead of clapping their hands. But yeah, I guess those things are not that huge, and you can get used to them pretty quickly. So I wouldn't say I have an overall negative experience. I say one thing that really bothers me is how often people smoke. But other than that, I think all the culture shocks are very easily adaptable. Maybe there's just one thing, which is that in this country, where by many people expected to speak German, and some people, even if they see that you're international, I'm not talking about students or a teacher, more like people in supermarkets or like in some institutions, like banks or even pharmacies sometimes. So yeah, I think not knowing German generally limits our career and social opportunities just a bit. But I mean, don't worry, in our university, for example, there are many German programs to learn the language efficiently. So if you're willing to learn, then you're all set up.
Yep, that's true. Thank you so much for taking your time, Mark, and for all these great tips, and good luck with your digital media studies here in Germany.
Yep, thank you, and good luck as well.
Thank you.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website, podcast.leufana.de, and every other public podcast platform. Thanks for tuning in, and till next time.